All right, we've got Dee, Paul and Shim here from the Avondale Spiders. Welcome to the BFM studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I have seen you guys, obviously, doing a bunch of shows around town. You've been kicking around for a few years. What's the backstory of the Avondale Spiders?
What is the backstory? Oh, Shim, he's a drummer.
Yes.
Well, we played in bands, different bands, did the same gigs together, and Shim was keen on just having a jam, so me and Shim jammed for about maybe, I don't know, 6-7 months, eh?
Yeah.
Just working on songs, and then I was in a band with Dee before that, and just asked her to come back, and then we found Brandon, a bass player, through, he was in another band that we'd played with as well.
What's the general sort of energy and or, you know, what are you channeling when you're in the Avondale Spiders?
I think it's
Just
try and get...
Oh, like, sorry. Nice. So, rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Garage rock.
Shem said the other night, you know, I thought it was good, it's like Crosswind, Stooges and T-Rex.
Yes. Oh, yeah, fucking yes.
I don't know if it comes across like that, but that's my energy.
Yes.
You know, life-changing thing when I heard Raw Power.
Yeah.
And then, that's where it comes from, basically.
Yeah. It's interesting seeing people's, like, or hearing about people's different entry point for the Stooges. For me, it was probably...
the first one?
Like quite late in the Stooges. I'm just trying to think what this is a massive shame out that I can't remember the name of the Stooges album. But
Fun
it was House. Like.
So there's Stooges, the first one.
Funhouse. It was Funhouse. Yeah. It was that, like, Funhouse had like, I don't know, just kind of re-emerged maybe that's in the early 2000s where everyone was just into Funhouse suddenly again. You know, it's just like, man, what a powerful, powerful album, you know, and what a force of nature that band were, and just their impact on music in general.
When
you
hear them, it just changes your perspective on music. That's what happened to me, you know. Just the aggression and it's...
Wild. It's so wild. Yeah. Now, Avondale Spiders... channeling the Stooges. you guys are in this evening because you've got a show this Friday at Whammy Backroom, which I must say is a great room, with Dogbox and Bad Jones.
Yep.
What is the reason behind the show?
We've actually been in the studio with our mate Az, who's recorded 6 new songs, and we're releasing a single tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd have a bit of a rock and roll midwinter party gig and celebrate.
Now, you guys, the best place for people to find your music, you're up on Spotify. You've also got a SoundCloud page with a bunch of new stuff on it.
Yep, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music. We're up on all the digital platforms.
Okay, all right. Shall we play a tune?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is a debut of our brand new single. Mm-hmm. It's called I Don't Want to Wake Up Today. And what's it about, Paul?
Pretty much just the title of the song. Explain
pretty much. It's a little bit it's a little bit different. It's garage rock meets disco beats.
Right, let's give it a spin.
I can say
Just wanted to mention that Jules from production is having a bloody don't just like this is full rock and roll crew in here. Paul, you're in a band with Jules at one point called Freak Power. There's been like just don't bring that up.
Jules's band.
Yeah. don't bring that up. Well, you guys are, the thing is about what people hang on, no, you need to come around. Just come around
come
here
over
and
here,
talk.
Man.
Come have a yarn.
Yeah.
It's I think there's
I used to catch this band called the Osterbergs a lot. They were really like before grunge was grunge, these guys, the Osterbergs, were hitting it. Anyway, I filled in as guitarist one night while their guitarist Lance was out of town, and then they decided that Paul wanted to like stop playing bass and just be frontman. So there was a window of opportunity to learn bass. I couldn't play bass at all. You know, I was Sid Vicious on bass. Yeah,
you played lead bass.
No, I was always turned down. You know,
so. Don't I loved run away. Your bass playing.
It was. It's a. Obviously, you guys have been like entrenched in the
yeah,
music scene,
nicely?
And like you had it like how how you've you've seen it all.
Pretty much.
Do you guys have any favorite eras? That you guys were off here chatting about all the bands that you've either opened for or played with or played alongside, and you know, like some enormous, like huge
that's
names.
That's funny, man.
Jules, you got to be on mic if you're going to talk. Do you guys have I mean, Avondale Spider Crew, yeah. Do you have a favourite era of music that has happened in Tamaki Makaurau or like some super highlights of, you know, like stuff you've been witness to or played alongside?
Well, yeah. Seeing Graham Brazier and the Legionnaires play in my school hall to about three people.
Yes.
That was my highlight.
Do you know
much.
There's something quite pivotal about, you know, bands coming through and that school, I don't know if it still kind of happens, but, you know, that sort of stuff is, you know, like I think it's really formative for a lot of school-aged children because you get to see these people perform who are potentially at the top of their game. It's like really amazing stuff. So, it's, I mean, if that's not happening, I don't know. I hope it is.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
Hey. So that would be me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. The school gigs were great. You know,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come through schools.
Come through schools. Also, those big internationals that you guys were talking about, such as Nirvana and all that sort of stuff going on. And
the Cramps. You supported the Cramps.
Supported the Cramps.
Yeah. I've supported the 5678s.
Oh, well, at the King's Arms.
No, on tour, a North Island tour. I was in an all girl band called Mary in the 90s.
Yes.
And we went on tour with the 5678s. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, I remember obviously that Tarantino film came out with all the 5678s on the soundtrack, and that they were like the hottest ticket when they came down after. Was that around that time?
Yeah, it was probably late 90s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Holy smokes. Okay. No. So back to this gig.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
The Avondale Spiders. Playing tomorrow night at Whammy Backroom.
Yep. You can get tickets from waxstartouring.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only $10. Doors open at 8:30. And first band on is Bad Jones. So they're alt-rock, pop-punk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're influenced by Shehad, Bronx and the Idols. So get along early at 9:30 and you'll see them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dog Box are PR legends. They're punk rockers. And they recently supported the Cockney Rejects. So they'll be on at 10:30, and then we'll be on at 11:30.
Okay, sweet. So it's just a bit of a nice hangout evening.
Yeah.
Some
bit of rock and roll.
Back room.
Yeah, sweet. All right, cool. Well, we've got another track lined up from Avondale Spiders. This one's also out tomorrow.
Yeah, this one's called, actually this one's going to be out in a couple of weeks. It's called Take It or Leave It.
So we can play it now on BFM?
Hell yes.
Yeah, it's a debut.
That'd be great.
All right, sweet. Okay, cool.
It's a little bit more metal than the last one.
Yeah.
Metal? Accidentally, probably.
All right, Avondale Spiders, thanks so much for making the trek in this evening.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Let's give this a blast. And everyone out there,
buy your tickets.
Yeah, waxstartouring.com is where you want to go for tickets.